The challenge is going to be, a good challenge. They have some great group of guys there. Jabbar Muhammad, number seven, Nico Reed, the other corner, number nine over there. They a great group of guys. I mean, probably the best we go see all year for sure. We just got to go out there and, be Ohio State. That's all.
Tony Bergman, Buckeye Huddle.
Jeremiah, so when are you not open?
probably when the whole team on me, I should say. I mean, I'm always open for sure. I mean, just, throw the ball in my area. I'm going to find a way to make a play, as I can say.
Stephon Kreisnick, Cleveland.com.
You talked earlier about, some of the great athletes that, got challenged and you aspire to be like. I guess, where does that confidence kind of come from for you? How long have you had that confidence that, you have the ability to be, one of the greats in this sport?
I mean, a lot of people tell me that I'm going to be great at what I do since I was about going into high school. A lot of people tell me that. I mean, just, football is all I know, and that's all I really want to do. Like, I live, breathe, sleep football. Like, that's all I really care about. I don't care about everything outside of football. Like, football is all I know, and I just want to play football the rest of my life.
Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Seemed like you had a role where trying to connect on some of those deep balls throughout the year, yeah. Be able to finally do those in that moment and kind of carry that forward a little bit. What does it say about the way that you guys have been able to continue to progress in your chemistry?
I mean, just, the weeks that we had off, we were just working on deep shots because they tell us in meetings that we have, we got to take shots downfield. We just got to connect on them. And, Will tell me before the game Saturday, like I said, you just got to throw the ball out there and just give me a chance, and I'm going to make a play for you. That's what he told me, and I just got to make a play for him. That's all.
Hey, WBMS.
We can all joke. We can all talk about the expectations and the stardom that has become, you in just 13 games. How do you handle that? I mean, if you're just a freshman, how do you take all these expectations, know when you step on the field that you're always open and still go out there and play?
Expectations. I mean, I came to Ohio State for a reason. That's what I wanted. Wouldn't it be challenged? I wanted expectations, I should say. I mean, Coach Hartline just helped me throughout the whole year, just preparing me for each game, each week. Emeka Ibuka, Carnell Tate, Brendan Ennis, really the whole receiver room just helped me. Stuff I don't really know about. It just helped me throughout the whole week. And, I can't really say it's all on me because my talents, but they really been a big part of the reason I'm having the season that I'm having for sure.
Andrew Gillis, Cleveland.com.
Jeremiah, over 1,000 yards, 12 touchdowns in your first year. When you look back at your freshman year, what was the most difficult part about adjusting to the college game? What was the part that you had the hardest part about trying to transition?
Learning that playbook. A playbook is something else. Just coming in, spring ball, me just new plays in every week. I'm like, whoa, what is this? Like, this new plays every day. And Coach Hartline, like, you gonna be good. We got no summer. Fall camp, you're going to be scared. So, I mean, just, I said that's definitely was the hardest part, just learning the playbook and a lot of other things, I should say, for sure.
I get that down pat. How long did it take you to feel comfortable
with
the playbook?
I'm pretty sure I got it down pat right now, but next season I really want to learn everything, the H, Z. I really want to learn everything in the playbook for next year, for sure.
Pat Murphy, 24/7 Sports.
You mentioned how many guys it might take for you to not feel open. So when you are one-on-one, and Will's talked about when he sees you being one-on-one, what is going through your mind as you line up and realize there's one guy covering you?
Win, that's all I can say. I mean, that's what Coach Hartline, we do something like in a hotel Friday night before the game. He asked me like a question like, you get one-on-one, something like that. He asked me, what do you do? I say, win. And everybody just started laughing. I don't know, I'd be like, this is true. Like, you got to win your one-on-one battle. So, yep.
Over here to the right, Bill Landis, Kings of the North.
Jeremiah, they moved you around some against Tennessee to the point where you had a couple matchups against linebackers.
Yeah.
What goes through your mind when you find yourself matched up against a linebacker?
I just started laughing in my head a little bit. I mean, linebackers can't really cover receivers like that. So I just know, like, it's I'm most likely going to be open. But, they just try to move me around a lot because, people try to bracket me when I'm outside just alone by myself. So that's why they're moving me around a lot. So.
Jayla Van Horn, The Lantern.
Jeremiah, you mentioned the most difficult part of your freshman campaign has been learning the playbook. What has been the best part so far?
The best part? Just being in a room with a great group of receivers, and just going out there competing each and every day, learning from the best. Meka Ibuka, Carnell Tate, learning from them guys. I should say that's been the best part, learning from Coach Hartline. Just gaining more knowledge that I could use over the next 2 to 3 years that I'm here, I should say. And so, yeah.
Okay, we're going to wrap things up with a question from our Zoom call. Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Jeremiah, how much have you thought about the way the Oregon game ended with the for you in October with the pass interference call? Has that been on your mind at all as you kind of get ready for this game? And what are your memories of that call and your feeling about that?
Yeah, I think about that call probably every day. It was a crazy call. The DB was holding me. I just cleared his hands. I guess receivers can't be physical in football anymore, but DBs could hold 10 yards, 15 yards down the field. So, I mean, it's behind me. I just know how, to move here on out. When the DB is grabbing me, I just know how to move now. You know, can't be physical as a receiver in college football anymore. But we'll just see how things play out this game.
Jeremiah, thank you very much.
Thank you.
No problem.